Time now for the sunny side of sports with Sonny Young. Hello, Sonny.
Sporty greetings, Yeheus.
Sonny, I understand you have a look back at the World Cup football final.
Yeheus, joining us once again from Johannesburg is our football guru, David Legg. Good evening, David.
Thank you, Sonny.
David, celebrations taking place all across Germany following the country's fourth World Cup football title. Germany defeated Argentina 1-0 in extra time in the 20th World Cup final played in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Your thoughts on the final, David?
I enjoyed it, Sonny. Okay, there was only one goal, but I think both teams were pressing. Argentina, they certainly had their share of chances. But in the end, I think Germany were worthy winners both of the final and of the tournament. And I was just struck, Sonny, by the winning goal from the man who now in South Africa is known as Super Mario. It's Mario Götze, the substitute who came on. The way he just took the ball down and fired it past the Argentinian goalkeeper. And the view here in South Africa, Sonny, was that if an African player was in a similar position, he would have tried to do about five or six things first before actually shooting at goal. And looking back on the tournament, Sonny, that's the thing that struck me is with the African sides, we just didn't take our chances. We had probably as many chances as the South Americans and the Europeans, but the Götze goal will remain long in my memory as a brilliant piece of clinical finishing. The Germans pushed the ball down the left wing. The ball came across. Just missed the Argentinian defender. He got it on his chest and bang, the ball was in the net. And I think maybe that's what divides, Sonny, the great teams of the World Cups, the Italys, the Germanys, in former years, the Brazil, I admit, not in 2014, from the Nigerias, the Ghanas, the Ivory Coast. It's that clinical finishing touch. And it certainly was a goal worthy of winning any final. And really, Sonny, a great tournament overall. I mean, we were all, I think, a bit concerned about Brazil in the lead-up. There was talk of chaos, and they were so far behind with their stadiums and other infrastructure. And there's no doubt that the Brazilians, I think, left things to the last minute, and some of the infrastructure clearly was not finished on time, and other infrastructure simply didn't get done at all. But on the field, Sonny, it was great. I mean, we had 171 goals, equals the record for a 32-nation tournament set in France in 1998. And, you know, when we go to the stadiums or when we turn on our TV sets or when we go to the internet or we listen to the Voice of America,
Voice of America!
What we're really after, above all else, is a close, exciting game and plenty of goals. And I think we got those in abundance. So well done to the teams and well done to Brazil.
David, in terms of the goals, Colombia's Rodriguez wins the Golden Boot as the World Cup's top scorer with 6 goals. Argentina's Messi wins the Golden Ball as the World Cup's best player. A bit controversial, perhaps, David. Some saying that maybe it should have gone to Rodriguez or even one of the German players, Mueller, or their great goaltender. Your thoughts?
Yes, Sonny, here in South Africa, this has been the big subject of debate, is Messi winning the Golden Ball. The feeling is, among a lot of people listening to radio shows, that perhaps his reputation helped him to get that award. And there's a general consensus that while Messi did play his role in Argentina getting to the final, he scored some vital goals. I think back, for example, to the one against Iran in stoppage time. At the same time, he certainly didn't have a great World Cup. I think he had a good World Cup. We didn't see the Messi that we know from some of those brilliant performances for Barcelona. It's interesting, Sonny, the names that you mentioned, because another name cropped up here, and that was Robin from the Netherlands. And what might have gone against Robin is his admittance that he sometimes dives in the goal mouth, and that, I think, might have counted against him, because FIFA, they're always putting great stress on fair play. I don't think it was scandalous that Messi won the award, but you're right, Sonny. I think, for example, Neuer, the German goalkeeper, he must have been a very strong candidate, and he did win what they call the Golden Glove for the best goalkeeper. But yes, interesting decision. I think there were a lot of people who felt it was deserved of Messi, and a lot of others, Sonny, who feel that perhaps he was a little bit lucky, and also that his name almost carried him to the title. And of course, it would have been fascinating if Neymar hadn't have been injured, because I think his absence from the semi-final and the third place match really emphasized, Sonny, just how important he was to the Brazilian team. We only really missed him when he wasn't there anymore. And of course, Brazil, after that 7-1 hiding, they probably thought nothing like this will ever happen again. And a couple of days later, they get a 3-goal hiding from the Dutch in the third place playoff. And that has now cost their coach, Scolari, his job. I think, Sonny, after the result against the Dutch, it was pretty inevitable.
David, you talk about the Dutch, one of three World Cup teams to finish the tournament undefeated. As you told our listeners recently on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Matches that are determined by penalty kicks officially go into the books as draws. And so the three undefeated teams in Brazil were Germany, the Netherlands, and Costa Rica. Your thoughts on the Dutch, David? Maybe just a little bad luck, couldn't get them to the final?
Yes, I mean, you know, these penalty shootouts, it seems to be so much hinges on those first few kicks. Costa Rica got off to a bad start against the Dutch in their shootout, and then they lost it. And the Dutch, of course, got off to a bad start against Argentina. The one team, Sonny, I will always back in the shootout are the Germans. As that final approached the 120th minute and it was still goalless before Götze struck, I said to myself, if this goes to a shootout, my money is on the Germans. I don't know what it is, Sonny. It's something in their DNA that just makes them great at the shootouts. And as good as the Germans are at the shootouts, we all know, of course, that England are absolutely hopeless at shootouts. When every time they get into one, you can almost say for certain that they're going to lose. But the Dutch, Sonny, yeah, I think you could almost argue that they were the second best team at the World Cup in Brazil. They were really good, and I really liked the way they took Brazil apart in that third place match. They didn't feel sorry for themselves after the semi-final defeat. They went out there against a nation that was already psychologically bleeding, and what they did is they just hit them hard with 2 goals in the first 17 minutes. Absolutely no mercy. And then they dominated the rest of the game. And I'm not sure in my lifetime, Sonny, I'll ever see such a crazy week for Brazil as the week that's just gone by. 7-1 and 3-0 at home. Unbelievable.
David, the World Cup was the subject of our latest African football quiz question. And we have a few winners. How about the details?
Yes, Sonny, I'm proud to say that the Voice of America can now exclusively reveal that we have 5 winners. 2 from Nigeria, 2 from Zimbabwe, and 1, Sonny, from Manchester in England. Let's go to that first, and it's congratulations to David Howe, who is from Westminster Road in Manchester in England. And, Sonny, this is a long-time listener to the VOA.
VOA!
Since 1973, and in brackets, he says maybe 1972, he's been listening to the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
So there's a man who's got impeccable taste in broadcasting. He knows who to listen to, Sonny.
Yes.
The winners, Sonny, were the joint coaches of the Algerian team of 1982. They won 2 of their 3 matches. They beat Germany, then, of course, West Germany. And they also beat Chile for a 66.7% success rate. And they were Califf and McLoofy. And the other winner, Sonny, a regular name on the Sunny Side of Sport when it comes to winning prizes, is Donald Aletu from Nigeria. And then we have Nelson Singini from Victoria Falls in Zimbabwe. So congratulations to those two gentlemen. We also have a female winner. We have Evelyn Sono. She's from Harare in Zimbabwe. And last, but definitely not least, we have Victor Okurintembi. I hope I pronounced that right. And he is from Nigeria. So 5 winners. A lot of mention, Sonny, of the Cameroon coach of the 1990 team. But their record was 2 wins, 2 draws, and 1 defeat. So when you do the percentages, he wasn't as high as the 2 Algerian coaches in 1982, 66.7%. So congratulations to our 5 winners.
And we will be sending those 5 winners some of those delightful Voice of America goodies. And David will get busy formulating his next African football quiz question.
Like I always say, for every fight, everybody had a game plan. As of right now, there's not a blueprint on how to beat Floyd Mayweather. No one has found the way to break the Mayweather code.
Undefeated fighter Floyd Mayweather, the man described as the richest athlete on the planet, stopped here in Washington late Monday night to promote his September 13th rematch against Argentina's Marcos Maidana. Mayweather was scheduled to hold a news conference at Constitution Hall here in Washington at 7:15 p.m. local time, but because of stormy weather on the East Coast, Mayweather's flight from New York was delayed more than 4 hours, and he didn't get on the stage here in Washington until after 11 p.m. In his first fight against Maidana, May 3rd, Mayweather scored a majority decision victory. Joining us now is Voice of America sports intern Toddy Abeje. Sporty greetings, Toddy.
Sporty greetings to you, Sonny.
Toddy, as you wrap up your Voice of America internship, what was your favorite assignment?
My favorite assignment was the NBA Finals because I'm a huge basketball fan, and I picked the Heat to win this year's Finals again to three-peat, but unfortunately, they did not, and the Spurs were clearly the better team. They beat them in 5 games.
So you grudgingly give the Spurs props.
Yes, I do. Yes.
Now, Toddy, while you were here during your internship, you also did a few post-match reports during the World